The right sheets can take your sleep and your style to the next level. With Boll & Branch, the upgrade has never been more affordable. Every set is crafted from 100% organic cotton. They get softer and softer over time. That's why they have thousands of five-star reviews, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights, and if you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free U.S. shipping with promo code CARTOON. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code CARTOON.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Atwood. We're doing a special limited series behind-the-scenes look at the individual episodes on the Steven Universe podcast. We're going to start today with Dewey Wins. And today I've got Lamar Abrams, the storyboard artist from that episode, with me. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, cool. So what was it like approaching this episode? I noticed that something funny was that the title was a play on the Dewey versus Truman election.
Oh, I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, it's reference. A thing. I didn't realize it till somebody pointed it out.
Yeah, I think when we were pitching it, I did the episode with Jeff Liu. Sometimes when we pitch, we'll draw little pictures at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that he did the photo of the guy holding up the newspaper that says, "Do we win?" Is it Truman? He's holding it up,
yeah.
And he's won. And he's like, "Look what they printed in the paper, everybody," preemptively.
Yeah.
I think maybe he stuck like Nanafua's head on to Truman just as a kind of like joke for the crew while we pitched
it. Right.
I don't know if it still exists anywhere, though.
That's really funny, though. Yeah, I didn't pick up on that. It sort of confused me. Just the name was like, okay, but this is a lie.
Yeah, it isn't something that a lot of people are... I don't think I was really aware of it before, like, seeing the episode and then, like, seeing that it was a reference to something and being like, oh, okay, cool.
But it works. It works really well, I think.
Yeah.
This episode also reminded me of Full Disclosure back in... That was, like, the start of season two.
Yeah.
After Steven got back from sort of being traumatized and seeing Garnet get split up and all the stuff that happened.
And being taken to space for the first time.
Yeah, and the handship, yeah. Like, he wouldn't answer Connie's calls.
Mm-hmm.
And now sort of the opposite is happening.
Yeah, Connie's really feeling left out after, you know, they did all their training. They kind of become like a really close team and a member of the Crystal Gems officially. And with Steven making the decision to turn himself in without her, she's feeling kind of like left out. And it's like Steven had a party and didn't invite her.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like a party. It was like
being kidnapped and taken to space.
Yeah. But of his own free will too. Like,
so it's kind of a party. I mean, it sounds like it looks like a wild time.
Yeah. They have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
So I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. What is it like approaching writing for Nanafua?
I love writing for Nanafua. She's really interesting. And I think a lot of people know this, but Ian, our old director, Nanafua is based on his grandmother.
I did not know that.
I hope I'm getting this right. And she is Ghanaian. She's from Ghana. And she designed the Ghanaian flag.
What?
Yeah. So there's like some history behind the character. I think the pizzas, like Jenny and Kiki, are even based on like a couple of Ian's cousins.
Gotcha.
If I remember correctly. But I really like the pizza family, and I really like writing for Nanafua. The voice actress, who I can't remember her name, does like a really good like accent for her. So I always try to think of like the dialogue and what it'll sound like with her accent, and really try to like give her stuff that like kind of makes that come out a little more.
Yeah, you can tell that it's a very specific reference to someone real, I think, but it never occurred to me.
Yeah, and I kind of take some of it from my own family. My parents and family are originally from Guyana in South America. So there's a lot of, like, I don't know, Caribbean, West Indian type, like, influence that I pull for myself that I will use for, like, Nanafua or the pizza family or just, like, their kind of, like, family interactions, which is really fun.
So why do you think that Steven was so driven to help? Like, I feel like when I was watching, I was rooting for Nanafua, like, because Dewey's kind of
natural feeling that everyone has. It's just like, just let Nanafua do it. I think Steven kind of feels responsible for, like, everything that happens, and he's just trying to help because he's helped Mary Dewey before, so he kind of feels like a sense of loyalty to him and not to want to like abandon him, which is nice of Steven, but you know, in the end it's like, just go with Nana Fua.
True. I want to hear some of the Ocean Town jokes.
Oh.
That he had prepared.
Wait, did Steven tell him not to do the Ocean Town jokes?
No, he said if there's any like questions that are hard, you just pull out, wrote a bunch of Ocean Town jokes on note cards or whatever.
Yeah. Did I board that part? It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. Okay, awesome. Well, thanks so much for coming on and talking to me.
Thanks for having me again.
Listen to the Steven Universe podcast at Apple Podcasts. And remember to subscribe, rate, and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thanks for listening.